Some University of Vermont students are raising concerns about the school's plan to sell the buildings they call home. UVM is planning to sell two groups of buildings that currently house graduate students, medical students, and students with families. The school says it's part of a plan to centralize the campus, but some students are wondering where they're going to live. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
The housing is located in Fort Ethan Allen, one exit up Interstate 89 from the university. It's part of the university's housing stock known as Apartment and Family Housing, or AFH. Gil Tansman is living in one of the units as he works towards his PhD at UVM, and he says he's one of the lucky students who got in.
I think just by virtue of the fact that there is such a strong demand for the housing at AFH, and there is traditionally a fairly long waiting list to get those apartments, just shows that there is a need.
So Tansman was surprised and unsettled when he found out earlier this summer that the university is selling all of its housing in Fort Ethan Allen. The university plans to sell some of the housing to the Champlain Housing Trust, but most of it on the open market this fall. UVM officials refused to say whether the units sold to the housing trust will become subsidized or market rate housing, and the trust didn't respond to inquiries. Tansman says the university hasn't done much to reassure the residents that they'll have access to housing once the sale goes through.
ResLife would essentially no longer be offering services to medical students and graduate students and students with families at all. So it's basically just kind of a disengagement.
I don't think it's as harsh as that. You know, I do think that there's a good team working right now trying to figure out, so what are the options? How can we make this transition smoother?
That's Annie Stevens, the dean of students at UVM. She says that even though the university's redevelopment of its central campus dormitory buildings is for undergrads, it will help free up housing options for others.
So we're netting a good 300 beds in that project, which then really starts to alleviate, you know, some of the nearby housing.
But not all housing units are the same. And grad student Tansman says part of the reason the Fort Ethan Allen units are nice to have is that the students using them aren't as likely to fare well in the Burlington housing market.
In a market that provides kind of very expensive and very, very poor quality housing that may be acceptable to undergraduates living as a group of roommates under one roof, but I don't think is appropriate for families.
Here, too, Stevens disagrees.
You know, I think that might have been true maybe even just a few years ago, but given the number of really good developments that are happening in the local area, I think there's going to be some real good options for them.
But part of the problem in Burlington's housing market is that supply hasn't kept up with demand, and the city of Burlington has been trying to get local colleges and universities to take pressure off the housing market, not add more students to the mix. Stevens says the new pressure will be offset by the sold housing becoming publicly available.
And so, you know, it really does open up more housing for community members. It's just a shift in where those community members are.
Plus, Stevens says housing isn't the only thing to consider. She wouldn't say how much the buildings are selling for, citing ongoing negotiations, but she says money is a factor.
There's larger issues here around the sale, not just trying to make sure students are doing well, but what other financial benefits might the university see in this, in the greater scheme of this?
Stevens says debt relief and bringing all students closer to campus are also priorities. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.